KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Three men have begun serving life sentences for the murder of Tongaat teenager Andile Bobombutu. The 16-year-old was assaulted and his body dumped in a local river 4 years ago. He was accused of stealing liquor from a tavern in Hambanati. The tavern owner and main suspect, Mlungisi Tabete, was killed in a drive-by shooting before the start of the trial. The NPA's KZN spokesperson, Natasha Kara, says sentences were handed down against the other co-accused this week.
The Verulam Regional Court sentenced three of the men to life and various terms of imprisonment for the murder and kidnapping of a 16-year-old boy in April 2020. Their co-accused was sentenced to 12 years imprisonment for murder and 3 years imprisonment for kidnapping. The NPA welcomes the successful finalisation of this matter.
KZN has seen a jump in the number of people who have taken up smoking. A study has shown an increase in figures between 2017 and 2021. The Africa Centre for Tobacco Industry Monitoring and Policy Research says smoking rates climbed from 14% to 20% in the province. The organisation's Lagan Ayu Yusuf has described the increase, particularly among youth and women, as shocking. He says the study found that cigarette smoking in KZN increased after the COVID-19 pandemic.
We also found an increase that was much more among those who are unemployed. So it could be the stress that is associated with unemployment, or the fact that it may be that the tobacco industry is targeting poor people and female smokers in KwaZulu-Natal. There are cigarette manufacturers, local cigarette manufacturers in KwaZulu-Natal than you have in any other province in South Africa. They actually produce relatively cheaper cigarettes that they find in the market.
Public hearings on the Tobacco Products and Electronic Delivery Systems Control Bill are expected to continue in KZN until tomorrow. The draft legislation is aimed at regulating the use, packaging and marketing of tobacco products. And South Korea has accused the North of staging GPS jamming attacks. Seoul's military says the operations affected several ships and dozens of civilian aircraft in the country. The jamming allegations come a week after the North test-fired what it said was its most advanced and powerful solid-fuel missile. The South responded by firing its own ballistic missile into the sea yesterday. It's warned ships and aircraft operating in the Yellow Sea to be aware of jamming attacks. A recap of our lead story. Three men have begun serving life sentences for the murder of Tongaat teenager Andile Bobombutu. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.